USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Pope calls for peace. The Russians have long-term security demands. Ukraine has already lost some of its eastern territory to Russian mercenaries. That has been ongoing for years with an estimated 14,000 souls lost. Pope Francis on Wednesday led a day of prayer for peace in Ukraine, calling for dialogue to prevail over partisan interests to resolve the standoff. The cost of money for banks could be going up soon. Jay Powell, the 16th chair of the Federal Reserve, says right now the Reserve's goal is price stability during historic inflation.
We're committed to our price stability goal. We will use our tools both to support the economy and a strong labor market and to prevent higher inflation from becoming entrenched.
Powell says once the pandemic dissipates, our economy will flourish.
If the wave passes quickly, the economic effects should as well, and we would see a return to strong growth.
USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.